Some indigenous artists visited recently and left the walls more interesting and colorful at Cruces Creatives and at the old Coors building near the tracks. And the show, Pictograph, The Art of War Prayer, opened at NMSU's Kent Hall Art Museum. Our friend Saba, a Diné artist, organized all this. At the opening, we got to view paintings inside Kent Hall, and in the courtyard, we met some interesting folks, heard music, and watched three aerosol artists create interesting art on three walls of a temporary structure. One, Resmo, sold us a painting of a traditionally dressed young girl reaching up toward a hummingbird. The painting reflects Resmo's Diné Aztec heritage. She talked with us about how, artistically and personally, traditional tribal concerns mesh with new ideas and styles. Painting an adjoining wall was nationally known artist-activist Doug Miles, a San Carlos Apache. He had a residency at San Francisco's de Young Museum, and he once painted a mural in Fort Apache, a Bronx neighborhood famous by the movie about violence there. These are energetic, creative, caring young people. Being indigenous marginalizes them in the U.S. Being creative artists marginalizes them in the U.S. They're forging a subculture that welcomes them, nurtures their art, and helps them help others. They share an appealing mixture of creativity and activism. Several protested at Standing Rock, including one whose conversation and drumming we had a chance to enjoy, and who is so popular on Facebook that he has reached Facebook's limit on friends. An Albuquerque collective, Native Artists in Action, uses art and rap music to help kids find better ways to live, including healthier eating. As one artist said, "We found ourselves through art, and we're trying to do the same thing, let young people find themselves through art." Saba said that while graffiti culture started on the coasts, Native Americans here have made it their own. "Don't forget, we've been writing and painting messages on the wall forever, so this is a rebirth of that," he said. "It's in our DNA." He also thanked Kent Hall and the university officials for, quote, "being cool with all this." The temperature was perfect. The moon peeked at us between tree branches, and the music was lively, blood-pumping. The NAA folks sang rap-style music, with rap's hard-edged sound but softer lyrics. We met some neat people, learning later that many are cultural rock stars with legions of fans, though mostly unknown to us older white folks. We saw some great art, some made right in front of us. Both the art and the conversations reveal a very old culture blended with a new one, and artistic self-expression mixed with strong desires to make things better. I wished more Las Cruces were enjoying the opening, but I was also glad the evening was so intimate. Everything seemed just as it should be.